You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton last spring. Today we hear David Daly and his husband Jim McCarthy talk about their relationship of nearly 20 years.
We went to Hawaii together.
We went to Hawaii with your parents.
Right.
And we had decided before we went to Hawaii to exchange rings. Back then, that was all we could do, basically. You could still have a marriage, but it didn't mean anything officially.
Right.
So we just had our own private ring exchange on a beach, Donkey Beach, which was known as a gay beach.
We waited intentionally until
sunset.
Yep. And I remember walking through the sugarcane fields, and there was really nobody around.
And then we exchanged our rings
and spent the early evening on the beach.
We never thought there would ever be a day when we could officially get legally married.
Yeah.
And so far, Ohio isn't recognizing it, but at least the federal government is. Fast forward to 2011, and we
two houses later.
Yeah, we've moved, got a dog. We decided to do something officially, so we chose to go to Washington, D.C.,
and get married. I don't know how to describe it. Just felt so special, and I hadn't expected that. And I remember feeling good until we got downstairs where we had to pay for the certificate.
Well, we got down to get the extra copies of the license, and
I looked down and I didn't have my ring. And I was like, oh, God, where did it go? So we started I started backtracking my steps all the way up the steps in the elevator to the restroom on the fourth floor.
Digging in the trash can.
I'm pulling the trash liner out of the wall to look for my ring. Went all the way back to the chapel. Couldn't find it anywhere. And I had just resigned myself that I had lost my ring on my wedding day. And then I came back down where you were waiting there for the certificate and walked in the door. And it was glistening over in the corner. It had been
in
that same room the entire time. So. And then we were able to come back, and then we sent an announcement telling everybody what we had done and asking folks to recognize and appreciate and respect our relationship for what it was. And probably the most amazing response I think we just 3 years later got when we went to visit your Aunt Lois, and she's 88 now.
She has this whole rows. There must be 50, 60
at
books
least.
At
yep.
least of photo books. Of photos and family history,
mm-hmm.
and she has index cards so you can look people up and know which album to pull out. And she goes, I want to show you boys something. And so she brings out an album and she opens it up to a spread and she goes, here, look at this. And we look down and it's a whole spread of our wedding pictures.
Yep.
And our announcement that we had sent out.
She does all this scrapbooking, and so she'd add all this bric-a-brac around it and made it a really special layout for our thing.
So we all need some more Aunt Lois's in our life.
Yeah. I remember my mom giving me lots of – her big thing about me being gay was that she was afraid I was going to be alone. And I always joke and tell people that I think she likes me better now that I'm part of us instead of just me as a single guy. So, and I think it made it easier for her, and especially since they love you so much. Because we created memories with both our mom and dads, and that's, again, something that I wasn't ever sure I'd be able to do as a gay man.
Well, and us both having parents that are accepting of each other's spouse or husband makes it easier for our relationship, too.
Yeah.
Attitudes are changing in the U.S., but for our parents' generation, it's not everybody's changed yet.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have 18 more years.
At least, I think. 18 more
At
years.
At least.
That's right. So we're getting ready to go back to Hawaii this year for our anniversary.
And I was just looking up Donkey Beach today on the internet, whereas used to we had to walk down this little path, park on the road. Now there's a parking lot.
Yeah.
That was David Daly and his husband, Jim McCarthy. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at WYSO.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer and Antioch College student Ellie Burke.